FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And today's Newsmaker is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairie Land Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairie Land Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBLE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy to be with you here on a Monday morning, the 20th day of the month of May, 62 degrees on our way to 85, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Dow Wilson, lead organizer of the Flint Hills Rodeo, coming up Strong City just about here, May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. Dow, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron. Doing great this morning.
Hey, glad to have you in, Dow. How are things going in advance of the huge rodeo activities to come here, what, just about 2.5 weeks from now?
Well, we are busy little bees, but it's going great. Everything's coming together.
So you make it through a storm last night okay?
Yeah, wind blew my hair around a little, messed all three of them up, but we're doing all right.
Well, good deal. As you know, we're just a little over a week away from the big rodeo in Strong City, May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. So give us the lineup, schedule of events. When do things start now?
Well, everything kicks off Thursday night at 8 p.m. for the rodeo. We do have the kids' stick horse rodeo starting at 6 there at the dance floor. But then, of course, we have Friday. Begin at 8, and the kids at 6. Friday night is our military night, so veterans, retired veterans with their ID and active servicemen get in free. Thursday night, I forgot to announce, is family night, so all kids get in free on Thursday as well. Of course, we have a parade on Saturday at 2, and kids rodeo again at 6, and then 8 p.m. rodeo starts, and each night on Friday and Saturday night after the rodeo, we do have our dance, of course. So we're looking forward to it.
You should be. Who do you have leading the dancing as far as performers coming in here to provide the music for that?
The dance on Friday is the Rick Cook Band, and Saturday is Trent Criswell.
Well, this is the 86th year of the Flint Hills Rodeo, so this is a pro rodeo at its best. And what about the stock this year, Dow?
Oh, the stock will be great. We've got top stock coming in from the Survey Championship Rodeo again this year. Several of their stock that you know, go to the national finals that these hardworking cowgirls and cowboys compete on.
And talk about, too, who you got for rodeo announcers and other entertainment, too, because that's all part of the ambiance that makes the Strong City Rodeo so special.
Right. Roger Mooney will be back again this year to announce our rodeo. He does such a great job. We have Gizmo McCracken, who is our barrelman entertainer. And then we have bullfighters Jacob Welker and Cole Stanley coming in.
All right, it's the 86th annual Flint Hills Rodeo Strong City coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, May 30th and 31st, and June the 1st in Strong City. What about tickets? Where can we get them, Dow?
Tickets, you can pick up general admission tickets at Citizens State Bank in Cottonwood or Emporia. Also, the pharmacy in Council Grove now has them as well. The free kids tickets that are around, you can go out to Mel's Tire, over to Holmeyer Dental, or stop in at the Cowboy Cafe and pick some up.
Dow, talk about the work of the rodeo committee, kind of some of the different things that you do here before you get into the rodeo. And really, because I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happens. This has national pull, and you know that a lot better than we do here. But talk about that work to make sure that this rodeo continues to have you know, such an attraction here for the riders, for the rodeo, those involved in rodeo, and for the fans that enjoy a good rodeo show?
Well, you know, this is something that we don't just start a few weeks in advance. We know more than get done with the rodeo from the previous year, that we are starting again in planning and trying to figure out what we want to do for the next year. And so it is a year-long effort made by many, not just a few, but many. Everybody on the board has certain stuff that they do, bring ideas to the table. We talk, we work hard, get things figured out and put together, and then we get closer to the rodeo, and everything looks like it's just starting to happen. So, but we are proud of the work we do, and so proud that we were able to continue the tradition here at Strong City in the Flint Hills.
Well, it's quite a rich history, no doubt about that. You don't do it for 86 years and not have a great event. So how many cowboys and cowgirls down do you generally bring in?
Well, it varies from year to year, and this year I have not seen what our draw is for the contestants yet. We should have that by next week.
Okay.
But I anticipate a big number that will be entering the rodeo this year.
And before we let you go, talk about that parade for just a second.
Yeah.
It is something else. That it's not just your average parade, is it?
No. You never know what to expect with our parade.
Yeah. So tell us the start and stop locations of that parade.
Okay, so the parade will start at 2 p.m. Those wanting to participate in our parade should be at Swope Park in Cottonwood Falls around 1 p.m. so they can be lined up and ready to roll. There is a route through Cottonwood that the parade will take, and it will end up close to Highway 50 in Strong City when it's all over.
Good deal.
A lot of fun.
Dow, anything else you want to share, or just any one last pitch that you want to do here for folks to attend the Flint Hills Rodeo here in a couple of weeks?
Well, if you've been, I'm sure you'll be wanting to come back. And if you've never been to our rodeo, you should come out and check it out and see what it's all about. Just come out one night, bring the family, bring a friend, and enjoy the evening.
It is fun.
Now remember,
go ahead, Dow.
I would say, and remember, regardless of the weather, rain or shine, we will still be having it.
It's the Flint Hills Rodeo, Strong City. Dow, thanks much. We appreciate it.
Gentlemen, thank you. You guys have a great day.
Right, you too. Dow Wilson. Strong City, Flint Hills Rodeo coming up next week. Chuck, May 30th, 31st, and June 1st.
It is crazy to think that it's less than 2 weeks away, but that is exactly what the case is. And I want to let you know that if you want to be part of our morning show, specifically for our newsmaker segments, look to next week, because at least for now, it's wide open. We've been seeing the last month plus that things fill really quickly in that 720 spot, including for tomorrow. We'll have Emporia State head track and field coach Seth Mischke, All-American shot putter Travis Morrison, their perspectives on the upcoming Division II National Outdoor Track and Field Championships coming this weekend, Thursday through Saturday
at ESU. And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere. Delivering the right solution. KVOE 728, 62 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Flint Hills area catbackers, the Wildcats are coming to the Emporia Fitness Center at 2812 12th Avenue on Wednesday, May 22nd from noon till 2. Our program...